On the show today, we have NCOA's Ben Cates talking about their new incident management system for disaster recovery. So check it out. You are the emergency management specialist there at NCUA. And what exactly, before we get started in the interview, what exactly is the emergency management specialist there at NCUA?
Okay, great question. So I'm actually one of two emergency management specialists here. We have two folks who perform the same role in the same capacity. Mm-hmm. What we do is we are responsible for the full range of not just emergency issues, mm-hmm. but anything related to what we call continuity of operations. In the civilian sector, that's what normally thought of as business continuity and disaster recovery.
Right, right.
We kind of split the hair on that between our office of the chief information officer. The CIO handles the disaster recovery mm-hmm. side of things. We handle what would be seen as business continuity.
Gotcha.
But since we're a government agency, we also have to tie into the activities of other government agencies. That's what's called continuity of operations.
Gotcha.
We handle that piece. We also handle all of NCUA's internal emergency response. So things like our active shooter response plans, our other types of emergency plans, fire drills, shelter in place events.
Wow. Okay.
Medical emergencies, the whole range of things.
Okay.
And then we have a new area of focus, which is this incident management system tool that we're going to mm-hmm. be talking about today.
Yeah. Speaking of which, thank you for bringing that up. Nice segue. We are talking about this incident management system from NCO. What can you tell us what exactly is? Give us a quick 411 on what it is.
Sure. So the IMS is a software tool that we use to manage information internally to NCUA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something necessarily that folks outside of NCUA are going to see or touch or play with in any way. What it does for us is it creates an environment where all of the information that might have previously been handled in a very manual fashion during a disaster mm-hmm. Is now automated in a lot of ways. Let me put a little more meat on that
sure.
little structure for you.
Sure.
So NCUA has a responsibility during any kind of a disaster to maintain an awareness of the overall health of the credit union sector. So that's one piece of it is what's the health of the credit union sector,
mm-hmm.
but also to be able to have enough awareness as to what's happening at individual credit unions to where if assistance is needed and we have the ability to provide assistance, we have enough awareness of the situation to be able to do so in a timely fashion.
Okay. Okay.
What IMS does is it takes the information that our staff in the field have access to from the credit unions, and it puts it into a system where it feeds into automated reporting at all levels of the agency.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas in the past, if an examiner had been aware that a particular credit union had sustained some type of physical damage during a disaster,
mm-hmm.
that examiner would have to notify their supervisor, typically via email.
Mm-hmm.
They might have some type of a spreadsheet that they would put a report into that would flow up to the next level of the agency. Those reports would then be amalgamated and sent up to another level. As you know, with any type of handling information manually like that, it can take a lot of time
a
real picture to emerge. The examiner might be aware of a specific problem, but the fact that that specific problem might contribute to a larger systemic risk issue for the sector
mm-hmm.
might not appear until days later in the process.
Mm-hmm.
What this tool does is it ensures that if an examiner has access to information, they're putting it into the tool, and then the tool is automating the reporting up. So it's providing the picture, what we would call, and my background is in the military and other sector, what we would call a common operating picture. It's putting that picture right at the hands of managers at each level. So the supervisory examiners for their SE group,
mm-hmm.
the regional managers and directors, and the national leadership have a picture of the health, as you would, of the entire credit union sector
mm-hmm.
during disasters, and then they can extract data back out of it.
Gotcha. And it sounds like
that was a very
kind of the
explanation, wouldn't it?
What's that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, I'm sorry, that was a rather long-winded explanation.
No, that's fine. No, I think you answered my next two questions because I was asking you, like,
oh,
how does it work and what was some examples and what was the previous process? I think you kind of wrapped it up there in that whole...
Well, let me put a little more meat on it
sure.
for you. So the previous process, as I said, was almost exclusively manual.
Yeah.
There are exceptions to that. NCUA has experimented over the course of the last decade with both externally procured products to perform this task,
mm-hmm.
as well as with internally developed products. Some of them using standard Microsoft Office tools.
Mm-hmm.
Others, like I said, they were actually procured systems that I wasn't as familiar with. I started with NCUA about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I came on board at the same time the decision was made to procure a off-the-shelf technology to do this mission. So we went through the normal procurement process. We procured the system that we're using. But then after that, it ended up requiring a lot of customization. As you can imagine, nothing that's off the shelf in this realm. And most of these products, to include the one we selected, they're designed mostly for the emergency operating world. So these would be the kinds of tools you would find if you went into a local office of emergency management, the kind of tool they use to manage situational awareness. We then had a tool modified to our needs so that it allows the examiners to put in the right kind of data. The critical component of what it does is it's based on geocoding data. So we have a record in the system for every credit union facility, not just the credit union headquarters, but every single branch, every single location that NCUA tracks. So although you have, and I want to say it's a ballpark of 6,000 credit unions in total as entities, that's more than 30,000 total locations.
Goodness.
So we essentially have them mapped. And what we have the ability to do in layman's terms is I can go into this map as if you were looking, it looks a lot like a Google Maps interface. I can draw a shape on that map. I can draw a circle, I can draw a squiggly, I can put whatever shape I want on it. And the system will immediately come back and show me every credit union location inside of that shape.
Oh, cool.
And then I can use that to initiate these reports that we're discussing. So I can literally tell the system, all right, great, make me an incident report. This is called an incident management system. It functions on incident reports for every credit union facility in there. And the system has enough intelligence built into it that it can tell, for instance, if there are 16 branches of the same credit union in that shape. It's not going to make me 16 incidents. It's going to make me one incident and then list those 16 facilities so that then that examiner can say, hey, I've got a problem with XYZ credit union. And of for XYZ credit union, they have 16 branches in the area affected by this disaster. And we've talked to them and only five of those branches are actually affected, because what we find with disasters is we don't have any kind of real-time reporting from the government that tells us here's where the fire really is or here's where floodwaters really are. You have to extrapolate from the available information. Actually, that's a mistake. Wildfires are one of the few areas where we have close to real-time reporting. And that that affects California a lot.
Oh, yeah. We've been there, done that.
Done a lot of that. A lot of it, the industry may not see, because we do work with the incident management system. And then if we discover that the credit unions themselves were not directly impacted, the whole process ends before it's ever visible to anybody outside of the agency. So the recent wildfires north of Los Angeles, as well as the ones in Northern California, the flooding in South Carolina in late 2015, the flooding as a result of the recent hurricanes in 2016 as well, both in Louisiana and on the East Coast, all of those were incidents where we used this tool to identify the credit unions that could have been impacted and then expedite the process of collecting information from them and then developing cohesive reports.
How, looking at it from the credit union perspective, how does this help them? I mean, obviously the reporting is amazing because it's such a time saver, and efficiency, it sounds like, is enhanced all around the board. But from the credit union perspective, what do they see from this? I mean, from
a credit union is not going to see directly the tool. What they're going to see as a result of it, and they may not even be aware they're seeing it, so to speak, is increased responsiveness on the part of NCUA to the needs of actual credit union.
Okay.
The credit union may just notice that, hey, wow, you know, they were really timely getting back to me when we, you know, after this disaster. Or, hey, we had this disaster, and by the time we even got around to reopening the doors and saying, gee, you know, we have some problems here and we need help, NCUA was already there and was aware of our situation. So they're not going to see the tool, the IMS, doing something. What they're going to see is NCUA better able to respond to their needs, better able to have an understanding of the situation there.
So, yeah, it's a whole time enhancer type thing, a timeliness in acting. So very cool. Okay. So, I mean, so this new version, what was the genesis of this? I mean, was it based on a timing issue? Was it like, gosh, you know, our response times are not where we want them to be. Let's create a tool and let's get something almost in real time. Is that kind of the genesis of it?
I would say that the primary incident driving the desire to develop this tool was probably Superstorm Sandy in the Northeast. I believe it was 2011, 2012, mm-hmm. I don't know. During that process, and I wasn't at NCUA at that time, but what I understood was there were a lot of difficulties in moving information about awareness of impacts up the chain, so to speak, mm-hmm. such that you would have sometimes days would transpire between awareness at the examiner level and comprehensive awareness at NCUA headquarters level. And it's not just that leadership want to have an awareness for the sake of having it. Mm-hmm. It's that's where the picture in terms of health of the industry is able to be put together. Mm-hmm. You know, do we have systemic risk because we have a large number of credit unions that have a lot of that might be at greater financial risk as a result of that disaster. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but disasters tend to have a disproportionate impact on lower income families. So for credit unions that may give particular service to the lower income sector, they may be at a disproportionate level of risk.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, in the aftermath of a disaster mm-hmm. that has significantly impacted that. Mm-hmm. That's actually one of the areas of the future of this system is we're working to see how we can tie it into the data that we have available about mortgages so that if a particular disaster is going to present a particular risk mm-hmm. in a certain sector, mm-hmm. we'll be able to extract that very quickly out of it, at the very initial stages of a disaster. The other benefit that credit unions may see from this, they wouldn't see it directly, is one of the pieces we're tracking with it is the ability of credit unions to provide mutual aid or assistance to other credit unions.
Oh, good idea, yeah.
So during a disaster, not only would we have awareness to those credit unions that had been affected, but the examiners and the SEs would also have the ability to track much more efficiently which credit unions in the immediate physical vicinity of mm-hmm. those affected credit mm-hmm. unions might be in a position to provide assistance.
Can you guys go to the leagues as well?
I'm sorry
to interrupt. Can you guys go use this information for the leagues as well? Because I know the leagues really step up in these times of disaster as well. So is that something else that can be used as well?
We have that right now as a future capability. Okay. We have not implemented it fully right now. There's still some other pieces that are going to have to go into that. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that's on our radar that we've talked about extensively.
Okay, yeah, because I remember interviewing Paul Gentile at the time of Hurricane Sandy when that came through the East Coast there, and he was the president of the New Jersey Credit Union League at the time. And I remember them just they were like on red alert for days right. and days and days helping out credit unions that were affected, members that were affected. So I mean, obviously, as you well know, as we all know, it was just a huge task all the way around for everybody. So I was just kind of wondering that, gosh, that would be a great tool for the leagues to use as well,
right?
Or at
and
least,
so right you,
at
now,
least NCUA and the leagues working together with that.
Right now, what we're hoping is that in the immediate term, the NCUA staff will be able to work. It will increase their ability to work effectively with the leagues by
Perfect.
Using the information.
Perfect.
And moving forward, we're looking to see how we do more with that. Obviously, because it is a system that resides within us, the federal government, right. There's issues to do with access and
sure.
who you can get access to and who you can't. One important note, though, that's good to reminded me of on this system. Unlike a lot of the tools we use at NCUA that are electronic, this is a web-based system. So even if NCUA were to be affected by a disaster mm-hmm. in such a way that it affected our networks, mm-hmm. it would not affect the ability of our examiners and our field staff to continue to use this tool. It would remain functional even if we as an agency were not functional.
Right on, right on. Oh, excellent. Love to hear that. So to wrap up here, Ben, is it available now to you guys? Are you guys using it now, or what's the status as far as usage? And then, is there any way that credit unions can get more information, or is this just? I mean, I know it's an internal thing, but I mean, it's great to know this is out there. Just the availability, and then
sure.
what other things do credit unions need to know anything else about this? But other than what we're talking about now,
that's an excellent question, and it actually brings me to the last thing that I would like to ask
sure.
credit unions. Number one, to answer the first part, we are using this system right now.
Cool.
It has been in active use for a little over a year.
Okay.
But the first part of that time was what you might consider a beta test use.
Yeah.
And we've only recently expanded its capability to include all branch and subordinate locations.
Mm-hmm,
Prior
mm-hmm.
to that, it was just headquarters locations.
Okay.
So for about the last half year, it's been fully used. We just completed the process of training the NCUA field workforce on its use. So we're using it now. the answer as to what credit unions would see or what could they expect to see, what I would ask credit unions is to use the opportunity to ensure that their information that's on our systems, mm-hmm. the information that credit unions have the ability to update themselves, mm-hmm. that's critical to maximizing the value of this system. Because one of the things this tool does mm-hmm. is it ensures an examiner has at their fingertips the contact information for the credit union, the information that credit unions update with us.
Yeah.
And an examiner gets takes the form of an email from this system telling mm-hmm. them, hey, XYZ Credit Union has an incident that's been created because mm-hmm. it showed up on the map at this disaster. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just tell them XYZ Credit Union has an incident. It gives them a whole form that they can even access from their iPhone.
Wow.
That then also includes all that credit union's contact information. So if we can work with credit unions to make sure that the characterizations of their facilities, you know, how they code facilities with us, mm-hmm. is it an ATM, is it a branch, is it something like that, mm-hmm. ensuring that that information is all accurate is going to make sure that we can do more with the system. Okay. So that's where credit unions are going to really see this, is in terms of updating their information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then in the future, we're going to look at ways where we can push information from this system directly to credit unions. We're working on a way to have a form go to credit unions directly that rather than the examiner having talked to the credit union over right. a phone or email,
right.
it might give the credit union the ability to respond proactively to report.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's a future development.
Okay.
Not there yet, but it is something we are working on.
That's a good plan to have. Hey, you know what? This incident management system may be put to the test in the next week or so, because out here on the West Coast, we're going to get slammed by a very large winter storm, which is going to a lot of snow and a lot of rain, and they're predicting floods and stuff like that. So you may have a big test on your hands here in the next few
yes,
days.
Yes, indeed.
So
yes, indeed. I'm sure we will be watching.